This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram. It makes plans grow.
Who cares what it does? Warming up this Friday and into the weekend across Michigan. We escape the ice, the snow, the 20s and 30s, and trade them in for 50s and 60s. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, and you can find our next guest up on Twitter as well at Steve Gorham. He is the president of, I just lost my page. Excuse me for a second. Here we go. President, Executive Director of the Climate Science Coalition. And I should already know that by heart because I've talked to Steve a number of times in my old life as a radio host in Northern Illinois in Rockford. Steve Gorham with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Steve, good morning to you.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. That was Rockford, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And now up at Hillsdale, Michigan, working at the Hillsdale College and filling in here and there for Steve on the old program.
Great. I'd love to go out and talk to you guys at Hillsdale sometime.
I'll make a note of it. We've got a bunch of, you got a new book coming out, which I'll mention in a second, but I just caught this headline this morning, Steve. Our April here in Michigan on track to be the very coldest in 143 years since 1874. Coldest
wow.
since 1874. Now, of course, we're told that weather is not climate, except, of course, if it's a flooding rain or we have a heat wave, then weather is climate. So should we make anything of this other than random variation in temperatures as usual?
Yeah, I think this is a random variation. Roy Spencer, an advisor of mine, good scientist, points out that right now in the Midwest here, we are the lowest in the world as far as difference from average, like 20 degrees below normal. But the rest of the world really is not in that case. So this is a piece of variation. But as you say, as I call it, the climate alarmists, the weather ambulance chasers go around the globe and they look for periods when we've had a very hot or a big storm or something, and then they claim that human industry is causing it. When these things happen all the time, it's just the earth that we live on.
Steve Gorham with us here on the Steve Gruber Show, and there's a story caught a legal fight, as you mentioned, some ambulance chasers, as you put them, perhaps. Some Colorado communities filing a lawsuit against oil companies, claiming that the oil companies are to blame for their costs of adapting to climate change. And no surprise, I suppose, that it was filed by the city of Boulder. That just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's and one of the things there is that that the ski industry in Colorado is going to lose their industry because it's getting warmer. You know, it's in fashion now to sue the oil companies. We have the city of New York doing it. I think the city of San Francisco. But, you know, the funny thing is a lot of people think snow is disappearing, but it isn't. If you go to a website called the Rutgers University Snow Lab, your listeners can see that our snow extent measured by satellites has been increasing for about 40 years now, even though it's been a little bit warmer based on... And that's for the Northern Hemisphere and also North America. So there is really no case that snow is disappearing. So it's going to be a tough legal fight in Colorado.
SteveGorham.com is where to find out a little bit more. And you've got a new book coming out. It is out, right? Yeah. Outside the Green Box, Rethinking Sustainable Development. What's this about?
Yeah, it's a great read. It's a color paperback. It's written for business, but also general audience. And today we have businesses spending millions of dollars, literally, on green policies that don't do anything for the environment. And so that's what this book is about. It's about fears of overpopulation, of climate destruction, resource depletion, which isn't happening, and global pollution, which really isn't happening either. If you look at the trends, they're all very good. So this is a book that tells you what your green consultant failed to tell you, and it's a lot of fun.
There's also a nice piece up Daily Caller I was reading yesterday that you wrote last month before. The coming global forest regrowth. We are told all the time about the deforestation across the globe, and what does your piece make the point?
Yeah, that's interesting. We are still on net losing forests globally, but the rate of forest decline is going down. This decade, we lost fewer forests than the one before and right now we have a division in the world. About a third of the world's countries have, about two-thirds have stable or growing forests. That includes the United States, Canada, Europe, Russia, China, Australia, New Zealand. We still are losing forests in about a third of the world, Africa, South America, Southeast Asia. But as those nations get more wealthy and they start using modern fuels and they use high productivity agriculture, their situation is going to turn to forest growth as well. So we're going to have growing forests within a few decades just about everywhere in the world. Very good news story. But you really don't hear that today from the environmental groups.
No, and I don't know if you know Greg Easterbrook works for the Brookings Institute and has a recent book out. I think it's called "It's Not as Bad as You Think," something along those lines. One of his key points that he makes, not just in environment, but certainly the environment falls under this category, is that we never celebrate our wins. We never talk about how good we're doing. We're never talking about how many things are trending in the right direction. And in your case, you know, you can speak specifically on the environmental aspect on that.
Yeah, another one is we have passed the point of peak agricultural land use.
Mm-hmm.
According to data from the United Nations, global agricultural and pasture land peaked about 2000. It's now trending down. Farmers can grow so much, productivity is so high, that they don't put as much land into production anymore, and so land use by agriculture is going down. Farmers are actually giving land back to nature now. But again, that's another thing you don't hear. Another good news story.
Yeah, and I think there are more than we think. We hear the alarmism, as you put it in your past books, the mad world of climatism, which I know we've talked about many times previous in our conversations. But there's there's money to be made. There's notice to be gained by sounding these alarms, whether true or not.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, the citizens of Michigan have something coming up this fall. Probably there's a group trying to get a ballot issue approved and on the ballot, a renewable portfolio standard boost to force utilities to source 30% of their electricity from wind and solar by 2030. And this was a similar measure was voted down by the citizens of Michigan in 2012. But they're trying again. This would raise Michigan's electricity and energy costs. And so citizens should be ready to vote that down again. It's another poor idea. It's not really going to do anything to save the planet or change temperatures or anything else.
But it might make you feel good, right? Maybe, in a way? No?
But it's amazing what the green ideologues will do. The prices in Cleveland, they're talking about putting a wind farm off the coast in the Great Lakes in Lake Erie.
Huh.
That's going to cost 18 cents a kilowatt hour when the market price for a generated electricity is 3 cents a kilowatt hour. So those people are happy to pay six times the market price for electricity.
Wow.
I don't
wow.
know why anybody want to do that with it for their food or for their car. But no, we got to do it for green energy.
Yeah, I'd vote no on the food aspect for sure. Six times. No. Not with my family. All right, Steve Gorham. You can head over to stevegorham.com and find out a little bit more. Executive Director, Climate Science Coalition, and the recent book, Outside the Green Box. Steve, thank you for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.